I'm just so sweaty. I'm just so like dewy.
Yeah.
Like my whole body has just like a sheen to it.
Mm. And is it still humid? Like a 1,000,000% humidity?
Oh yeah, it's great. It's a great time to be sick.
Who feels like fucking?
Well, but see, this is a good example. This is when people need things like Blue Chew.
I need to get this terrible illness fucked out of me is what I need to happen.
Yeah.
Just what and the Blue Chew would help. Ordered.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you gotta fuck because it helps you feel good, you know? And then you feel like shit and you're like, I cannot get my clit hard. I am sweaty and I have a fever.
My body temperature is 102 degrees. Why am I not turned on right now?
Thankfully, I haven't been able to keep food down for the last 3 days, but thankfully...
The Blue Chew stays down.
Well, because unlike most boner pills, Blue Chew, by the way, in case you haven't picked it up, is for your boners, boys and girls, and everything else.
Girls get boners.
Yeah.
It's 2018, guys. Girls get boners.
Yeah. It's called a Cho, a clit hard on. My friends and I used to say that growing up.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, I'd be like, I have such a Cho right now. Shout out to Aaron Kim.
Wow.
Yeah, a clitty hard on.
That's a great word.
No thanks. Nope. I hate both of those iterations. I hate the first one and I hate the two words. Although I'm not even saying it. Don't like it. I'll stick with boner.
Yeah. Well, it's a boner pill that you chew. Most of them you swallow. This is a little crunchy pill. I got my second shipment. I love them. I eat them for breakfast. But
Wendy's going through them like Smarties.
But does it work?
Oh, yes. You know, I'm sweating and I have a fever, but it's not because I'm sick. It's because I'm so horny.
Well, it's like the exact same ingredients as Cialis and Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
It's just delicious and chewable.
Yeah. It's a little blue crunchy. And anytime, and this is, you know, I worked in like supplements and stuff like that. So anytime you can chew something or taking a dropper, it's more effective. So Blue Chew enters your bloodstream faster. It's more effective.
You can fuck sooner.
Yes.
And they also sponsor Jammers.
Yeah,
thank God.
I know. They sponsor us. We love them so much. And it's actually super simple. Have you guys ordered yours yet? Am I the only?
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
Yeah. No,
just like Smarties.
Right. I make a little candy necklace out of mine. And it's blue, like the color, BLUE, and it matches your eyes. It matches Megan's eyes.
Well, that's why I actually just pop them in my eyes like contacts. Nobody notices. And then they absorb real fast, just right through that mucous membrane on my eyes.
And then it does this weird thing where everybody's hot to you. So it still works, but in a different way. It makes your eyes horny.
It gives me eye boners.
It's super easy. You go on. You don't even need a prescription for it.
No, you just go to bluechew.com.
Yep.
And this is awesome. You get your first shipment free when you use the promo code JAMMERS.
Yep. That's
with
us.
A Z, like the show, duh. And you don't have to pay for shit. Just $5 for shipping and handling. Because, you know, the fucking government's got to have something.
I know.
It's the government, right? That's the post office getting that $5?
Oh, yeah. For sure that's who it is.
Yep.
I assume it is. Do it. I think, yeah. This is part of the Jammers army. That's how they're going to fight people.
Yeah, because everyone's got a huge boner.
Right. We're going to use our dicks like swords. Listen, if you want to be part of this cool club where we fight each other with our giant genitalia... Or you just want a more healthy sex life, whichever.
Or if you happen to need erectile pills, why not throw us a nod?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, go to bluechew.com, get your first order for
Jammers,
free.
Promo code.
Yep, with a Z, and just $5 shipping. And it comes in a little package. It looks like a CD, depending on how many you get. It looks like a little CD
case.
Yeah,
it won't come to your door, which I would prefer if it came to my door labeled, these are for boners, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It comes to your door like very discreetly. So you're good.
I wish I was like, please let this show up like a singing telegram. You know how we had like the farting cards, like the farting telegrams, but it's like a giant penis, a giant blue felt penis that brings
that drops that every time you want to take it comes and shoves it in your mouth.
Yep. It comes and it pops it out the head. Wait, what's the show? The Selfish Health Podcast. Jammers. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish health.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, good. Let's just yawn.
Let's start with a yawn.
For an hour.
It's a breathing exercise.
I know. Well, Megan and I are both coming off of a hellacious Montezuma's Revenge for 36 hours.
I was going to, we talk about shitting a lot, but this was like, woof. This, I don't know how both of us are 3,000 miles apart and managed to get the worst diarrhea of our lives, but
yeah,
we did it. At the we same, psychically synced up and did it.
Sympathy pains.
Yeah, at the same time. And it's not like we did some weird thing where we're like, okay, let's both eat cottage cheese and hot sauce. Only.
Wait, did you eat that too?
I'm sure.
That's easy. See, we don't have to say, hey, let's both do this because we're both just going to eat that anyway.
Right. I'm like, it's weird. I don't know why I'm just like shitting. I was dipping like jalapeno Lay's potato chips in tuna. I'm like, it's weird. I just don't know.
I'm eating normally. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You don't eat normally.
Yeah. So we are feeling like beautiful
flowers. Feel very thin
spicy.
Now. I feel very thin.
Yeah. Yeah. My stomach somehow feels like more puffy when I have diarrhea because I think it's distended belly. Who knows? Or maybe it's
so you just lose twice then.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I feel like shit and I look like I'm 7 months pregnant.
I don't think that's a thing. I think your body's fully rejecting you all the time.
Boo. Oh, who's that other? Oh, that's going to be hard to tell us apart because we both have that raspy.
That's true.
Oh, you smoked for 75 years?
We both just came from the casino. That's where I met this next guest.
Oh, that's right. No, my mother was a crypt keeper and my grandmother was a crypt keeper. And it just gets passed down generation to generation.
I come from a long line.
Oh my God. We have got such a fun guest. Let's introduce you.
Okay. Ooh. Let's do it.
See, we're trying to be professional on this
show.
This
is very professional. This is very professional for you. This is all because I think we're quietly a little terrified.
Oh, this is? You're probably the most, this is the, I've never been more terrified of having a guest.
Oh, I love either. That.
Yeah. Thank you, I got guys. This email and I was like, I better fucking clean up.
Yeah. Steven, he was like, yo, no, I cleaned my apartment. I was like, oh God, Walker's coming.
Yeah, I'm like, oh Jesus.
You should come by more often apparently then.
All right.
Just keep Steven
well,
in check to show
we're,
up.
We're in the nation of Brooklyn and the subculture of Greenpoint. So it took me just a mere 36 hours to get here. Fresh hour traffic.
The entire time we were having diarrhea, Walker was making her way to this podcast.
I was checking the topography of the land and I hired a Sherpa. I made sure I had the proper things to get here. Snacks, enough water.
So well, you need snacks anywhere you go.
Yeah.
You need tuna and jalapenos anywhere you go, just in case.
Oh, bare minimum.
Just in case you stop having diarrhea.
That's right. And I always,
God forbid.
I like to have a nice pre-frozen tub of cottage cheese so that by the time I get to said destination, it's a nice milky, oh my God, this just looks like diarrhea anyway. So
that
it's
is
perfect.
A hot tip.
You barely need to even chew it at that point.
Yeah.
That's a hot tip for listeners and friends.
Right.
I'm doing my part. That is why I'm here, right?
Yeah.
To beautify the nation. When you asked me to do this show, I was like, yes, thank you, because it's such an honor to be asked to make the world less ugly.
Yes.
Every day that I'm walking around, I'm like, God, somebody should really do something about this.
Step one, so, eat frozen cottage cheese.
Yeah. There's just so many bodies that need our help. You don't even understand. And in a city of 7.5 million people, oh God.
Yeah.
I mean, your odds of running into someone just physically repugnant every few feet is really high.
And Wendy, right. With that, please introduce
the very funny comedian and fabulous model. She does everything. You're like a real model, not an Instagram. I mean, you have good pictures on Instagram, but you are like a real model and also get paid to be hot and also are very funny. Please give it up for Walker Hayes.
Yay. I was like, and then when no one claps, they're like, right, we don't know this person. What are you talking
Hold
about?
For applause. Also, no one can clap because no one's here.
Yeah. I always imagine people are clapping in their cars. That's why we don't do intros because I get nervous and I'm like, are you guys ready for the motherfucking job? Like, I intro a podcast guest like I'm at the Apollo.
Wendy makes all of us be quiet for 5 minutes to hold for the raucous applause and screaming
right,
happening
and then I come
in people's
on the
cars.
Mic like, okay, guys, calm down. It's fine. Hold on. I have to pick up all these roses and then we'll begin. It's just going to take me one more minute.
We get nervous. Like, okay, before we bring out our headlining act, I need everyone to turn off their phones. And we're like, oh, no, wait. You have to listen.
Oh, please leave it on. Please leave it on.
Oh, wait.
Jump off this app right now and then come right back.
But yeah, Walker. Hey, so Walker is here and she's going to teach us. I don't know if listeners follow our Instagrams.
But now they will.
But we are not the best at taking pictures.
I took a picture yesterday where I purposely took as little of my face as possible.
That's a great tip.
Thank you. First of all, yes. See, I know what I'm doing. I don't need you. I got
angles.
It.
And if your angles are all bad, then just minimize the angles of you.
That's what I was telling Wendy. The 100%. Best picture of me is a picture of me that I'm not in.
Oh, God. Well, see, there you go. Now, but I bet you have lovely, like, peace sign fingers could be your thing. Or maybe
there we go.
Know how to make your mark without using your face, though. Yeah. That's my first tip.
Tits. Tits.
Yeah. Perhaps you have a lovely rack and all of your pictures should be from the neck down. It's not. You don't be embarrassed. Yeah.
From like neck up to mid areola up. Neck down, yeah. Mid areola up.
Just oh, okay. Well, but then see, but then you get into inches. Censorship. So you've got to be clever. You have to have the right take on the situation.
And that's what I'll use the peace sign fingers
exactly.
for.
Yeah. Peace sign around the actual nipple. So we get it, but we don't have to actually see it.
Hold on. Let me take, I got to get a pen and paper. Too many hot tips too fast.
And so Walker's going to teach us how to pose and look good in a picture. I mean, because it's different. Because with a selfie, you can kind of bullshit and do like from the super high angle. Right. And you don't always have like a tall friend. You don't always have someone who's 7 feet tall with a ladder.
Yeah.
It's a hacky joke, but that's like a very real thing.
It's so real. But also, I mean, let it be known, I take really bad selfies. Selfies aren't like a given. I always look like a one-armed alien with a really like distorted head in selfies. So I'm not good at selfies. Most of my stuff that's selfie-ish is taken by another person, for sure. Because I'm just not good at it.
How do you carry a person around?
Oh, because, Stephen, when you get to a place where you're not living in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, you have dispendable income. And that's how I choose to use my. I mean, we all have our list of priorities.
It's a rough time. I'm working on a budget here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't eat, jalapeno chips and tuna every day, but I can afford to have another person with me at all times.
A 7-foot man.
That's right.
Following her around the city.
Preferably someone's English is minimal, so they don't talk back. I'm not a fan of that. But very long limbs, smiley disposition, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, an alien. You have a gray alien following all around the streets of New York, and no one notices.
That's so disrespectful. Just because they come from another country doesn't mean they're gray. They're just, but it's fine. Yeah, you have to, again, just know what you're working with. So I don't have a ton of disposable income. So I do prefer people from like Bulgaria, Latvia, Lithuania. They're much more grateful. So yeah, I could get, But I am contributing because these are people that need these dollars to go back home. So again, I am a philanthropist and I want that noted as my primary reason for trying to be hot at all times.
And Bulgarians will work for frozen cottage cheese. Right.
My ex is Bulgarian and I can't wait to send him this link.
So, okay, for reals though.
What? Make me hot now.
Well, it's good now. And the other thing too, and again, and you can smack me in the face, but I was taking pictures this weekend and I wasn't if I take a selfie, like I've been wearing sunglasses.
Excellent tip, by the way.
Yeah.
Again, like, hide as much of your face as possible. Yeah.
But even if you're having just like a generally we're like trash and we look whatever, sunglasses automatically make you look more fun. So that actually is a good tip. I did that on Saturday or Sunday with my girlfriend who's like, I look awful in pictures. I was like, well, we'll both put on sunglasses and we'll lean. So it'll be all about the body, but it's not like we're legitimately hiding our faces. So it's an excellent tip. 100%. I endorse
so
this.
Much right now.
I endorse this 100%.
Just leaning into bushes.
Just the weirdest body movements.
That's right.
I'm like, here, just definitely put your tit right above my lip and it'll look completely casual.
It does look crazy when you see people doing it in real life.
I mean,
you catch them and you're like, wow. But then you see the pictures and you're like, I'm in.
It is hilarious to watch like selfie culture taking place before your very eyes. Like in the gym locker room, for example, I'm not bothered, but I'm like, that's definitely not okay. 100%.
But it's taken over and now we've just accepted it. It's crazy because when it was a photo shoot and you would see a full crew, you'd be like, okay, fine. Right. But now it's like you see someone with their boyfriend and this poor guy just like, with this girl on the beach is just
Yes,
so awkward.
Trying desperately to outdo the previous beach photo right. and all of her 75, 11-year-old friends' beach photos. I saw a meme the other day that was so telling. It was this girl, and you know, she looked very peaceful and zen, and she was cross-legged on the beach looking at the sunset, and then there's a guy behind her, and she's like, I want it to look different than everyone else's beach picture. It's like, yeah, she's like not enjoying that moment at all. It's not about the scenery. It's totally about the opportunity. So there is that. Definitely like take in your surroundings, because half the time, the less you try, the more cool the photo is going to be, because everything's been done. It's the same with jokes, right? Like you're telling a joke and just in the telling of it, people will laugh at stuff that you didn't think was the joke because we're so trained to look for the joke and the punchline. But a lot of what makes stuff funny is just, you know, in the getting there. And that's so true of pictures too. So definitely try less, but know your angles, but try less. Like you're going to figure it out so that you're just naturally like, it's actually a joke. My best friend's ex-girlfriend hates me to pieces just for being alive. And so one of the things she loved to say about me whenever she'd get super hammered or just be mad at me in general, she's like, Walker can only turn to the left. That's all she knows how to do is turn to the left, but it's accurate because my left side is my good side.
Yeah.
How does one determine their good side?
I think it's just, I mean,
you can tell. Yeah. I can remember when I was a kid,
I can't.
It's possible you have a perfectly symmetrical face.
Definitely not. I have a
Steven's got a perfect face. No,
Most of us do not. And then you're going to have one side that looks slightly better than other. And it probably is like minimal where most people wouldn't notice, but you notice as looking at hundreds of pictures of yourself, you go, oh yeah, that's definitely
I can't even get to a place where I can look at one picture of myself. I can't.
Weirdly, I actually have several pictures of you that you barely let me take at an event one time. Yeah. And I've held on to them so that I can sell them to the press in the years to come. I'll release them slowly.
Blackmail.
Give them to us. We can use those.
You're wasting all your time and money, Walker.
Nope. Give them to us and we're going to use it for blackmail.
There you go.
We'll put it on the merch shirt just to make it mad. Because we're trying to we're trying to design.
Stephen Paparazzi.
You'll become the new Banksy.
Yeah. We're trying. That's the thing. That's how this all started. Like this weekend. Because we're like, okay, we want to design merch. So we're like, all right, let's get pictures that we like of ourselves. And then we'll have our friend Alana draw them. And then I was like, I don't know that I like any photos of myself.
Yeah, Wendy was like, send me some photos you like. And I was like, oh, just pick one. I hate them all. Just randomly throw a dart at my face, please. And use that. I don't care.
Yeah, I became aware of my good side versus my bad side. So my good side is my right side. It's not the side with the mole. And I remember because when I was a very young teenager, I was getting my picture taken and somebody...
Which?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Shut up. Are you kidding?
No.
Yeah, because my nose is so big that I should kill myself.
I don't see that. That's not true. At all.
No, I turned to the side and someone.
Oh, you don't like your profile? Okay.
No, I was told by an. I did not know there was something to be wrong, and Megan nailed it on the head, which just lets me know that that's how I look.
She's like, oh, did they bring up all of your hideous facial features? How mean. Because
I was like, they started burning her at the stake. Yeah. I was smiling and then I turned my head so my left side is toward the camera and the person behind the camera goes, oh, no, don't. You look like a witch when you turn that way. Your nose is all crooked. You look like a witch.
How old were you?
Like 14.
Oy.
And what was this for?
School pictures.
Oh, eat my dick. My I was going to say, if this was not a professional where like millions of dollars, that school photographer
was
negging you. He was trying to fuck you.
I know.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
And that's a real pedophile because even at 14, I still didn't have tits. I don't have them now. I didn't have them then. He was really, it wasn't passable. We're like, if it's like, well, she's 14, it's like, yeah, but she hit puberty and she had a, you know, she rocking double D. So it's like, you can kind of pretend she's 18. I was a real 14-year-old.
This guy could also just have been a total dick. I think it's safe to say
that someone who's shooting school photos is a total dick.
I don't think you need to worry about karma catching up to this person.
That is a life choice.
All of his dreams didn't come true. As a child, he was like, oh, I can't wait to take photos of children once a year.
That is like a sub-teaching
photo job. Like,
but also, I mean, photos get retouched, like school photos get and to that effect, like we get taught at a very early age. Remember, I don't know if this was a thing everywhere, but certainly on the East Coast growing up, families in the like 90s.
Where'd you grow up?
80s, 90s, Baltimore.
Ah.
We went to Olin Mills every year for a family photo. Do you guys have that or some version of that? Mm. So you went there to this studio, quote unquote, which was like the back room of a mall, and they had a, you know, several black boxes with velvet sheets and maybe a backdrop of woods where there was one piece of fence.
That shit was the best.
Yeah. And so, you know, and then you posed as a family, but you got the pictures back that were proofs, right? And they were okay. But when you got them, they were retouched. Of course they were. Hmm. And so from a very young age, you learn that you can be made to look better than you actually do. And especially now, it would be unheard of for most people. Even take the prettiest girls you know, take actual models, take Kardashians, whether you think they're beautiful or not. I mean, they certainly photograph well, but that's the work of an entire team of people that are responsible for taking already perfected looking faces and making them more perfect. That's a hideous bar to set for any other woman in the country.
Yeah, so
and
we
that's little girls growing up with that. That's like you're a guy that said, oh, don't turn that way. Well, now imagine that you're 11, 12 and your entire feed is people looking not even human because they're so perfected and you think, oh God, like I had that happen to me when I was little because I was obsessed with Alyssa Milano for some reason. Couldn't
good
even
choice.
Tell you why. I don't know, maybe just because she was like Italian and exotic and I was not.
Super bad.
And I remember at some point saying like, oh gosh, you know, she's whatever. And my oldest sister was like, yeah, you don't look anything like her. In a way that was like, I'm sure she didn't mean it to impact me forever, Laura Jean, but I still remember it.
You
30
bitch.
Years later. Yeah. But yeah, I remember thinking, oh, I'm never going to look like girls on TV. So it's, I mean, first off, none of us look like that, even girls that are on TV.
Why are you like a blonde hair blue-eyed, like the most girl on TV?
Well, but no, but at that time I felt like she was, and I think maybe she was, like maybe she was one of the first people that I recognized as being, because in my where I went to school, everyone looked like me. Like being exotic literally meant you were brunette. Everyone was blonde-haired and blue-eyed. So that was sort of boring and we all looked like each other. And then there was this girl who was like famous and she was adorable and she had all these amazing clothes and whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. So I think like it's always grass is greener.
And her dad was Tony Danza.
And her dad was Tony Danza. Yeah.
It wasn't her dad. He was just fucking the mom and the grandma. He was just the boss. He wasn't a dad.
Dad, boss, same thing. I mean, I
you
I call use, my boss.
You've said
right.
both
you,
those things
you have to
during
be careful
sex.
Who you pitch
right,
this
yeah.
comparison to.
I call my boss daddy and I call my daddy the boss.
Gross.
And I don't know that we have enough time to get into the issues that need to be solved about your hangups here today.
Oh, that is a lifelong generous goal.
Yeah. No, it's were you at school pictures? Do you guys do Olin Mills, Megan? Yeah.
No, we never, you know, my family, we didn't take family photos. I don't have a single fucking family photo.
Really?
No, but in, yeah.
What?
Oh, my family's real fucked up. It's real fun. Listeners, listen back to episode, my dad's a real piece of shit. It's a classic.
So you're grateful that you don't have these family photos.
Sure. I don't, I'm indifferent. I don't care. But in elementary school, it started in elementary school. Part of the photo packages, because you need to have different packages. Where like you could get more photos. There was a thing you can get, and for extra money, they'd retouch your photo.
Right.
For like, but like elementary school. Like you don't even, it's not even like there's pimples yet.
Right, right.
So I'm not sure what the, but that was all the way through high school. It was like parents pay $25 and they'd fucking airbrush your face and stuff.
They would have anyway,
crazy.
By the way.
Yeah.
They would have anyway, just because of consistency across the board for of course they would. But it's very basic things, which brings me to my first tip. Okay. First tip of looking great.
I thought
in
we
photos.
Already had tips. Shit.
first like real tip is totally like, you know,
bunny filter.
Everyone's got the beautify and the whatever.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine.
What's that?
Do the stuff.
The Beautify
app is an Apple app, I think. I don't
I
actually
do not have it.
I do not have
app,
that.
But I have something
it's
similar.
An Apple made app. But
everyone who's pretty has it, Wendy. So that's why we don't know what it is.
I have a version of it. So it's a thing where you can like
we have
you
a
can,
diarrhea tracker.
There you
we
go.
Don't have a Beautify app.
We have an app that tells us when we can go back in public swimming pools.
But what's this Beautify app?
So there's an app called Beautify that I think is an Apple app, but on anything, like in any phone, in any you can download versions of this anywhere. And you guys have probably seen this meme that's going around right now. It's a Steve Harvey picture. Steve Harvey, great guy, hilarious, but when he smiles, he's a little bit on the wrinkled side. And so the meme is Steve Harvey in his natural condition, looking happy and fantastic, and then the airbrush version of Steve Harvey where his face looks like a polished stone.
Yeah.
And it's right. Like, yeah, this is what you ladies look like when you over beautify or Facetune or whatever the case is, which is so true.
Facetune.
I think that's what it's called. I might be making up like words.
Facetune's an app. Right? Yeah.
All right. Because I don't have an iPhone, so I don't know.
Makes your face a guitar?
Yeah, that's right. It gives you perfect pitch from eyes to mouth.
I was going to say it turns you into Roger Rabbit. It's like...
but you can't do that. Like, so remember to your point of like when you were little, they're not massively adjusting your pictures. They're taking out shine, they're brightening, they're taking shadows off so that you just look better. Totally acceptable stuff. And I do that for virtually, I would say for 95% of the pictures I post, I have altered it in some way, but not a way that's going to make me look insanely different, but will make me look better. Cause why not? If you have those tools at your disposal. And I think that's where you start to get into the disappointment is when people take pictures that look rotten as fuck and completely put them through the wash and turn them into a different picture. That's like the whole Tinder model or Bumble or whatever, where you meet these people and you go, who the fuck is the guy in your pictures? It's like, yeah, that then you're overdoing it. But if you're taking out shine, if you're removing a pimple, if you're brightening the background, if you're blurring the background so you pop out more, all totally fine shit and is very de rigueur. But this happens.
Blurring the background.
Yeah, blurring the background.
Wait, does that mean we can blur in the foreground?
Yeah. You absolutely can. You can blur your face out of it and highlight the Hudson River that you were thinking about jumping into. It's totally fine.
Perfect.
It's your choice.
I'm on the next flight.
I think it's really funny because I feel like the arty male version of this is to like my move, because now I'm in this place where I'm like, okay, I'm dating for the first time, whatever. And so you wind up sending pictures, which I've never done before.
It's just like
ever.
A picture of
that's
a giant
so hard for you.
I mean, it makes me you, a crazy person.
I barely know you. And I remember asking if I could take a picture of you and you were like,
no. Yeah, like, I fucking hate photos.
Suddenly, like your hand was like permanently attached to your face for 5 minutes.
And so my move is to run it through like a very like Polaroid app where it just watches everything out, and then it's like black and white and gothy and perfect. And then I'm like, okay,
another good tip.
God, this is acceptable.
Another good tip. Filters are definitely your friend. And again, it's not you like blatantly lying, but it alters the coloring and what stands out in a photo. So use like especially on Instagram and also on
the pretty.
Insta-size.
There's a pretty filter on Instagram that my friend
is it called Pretty?
Yes.
Oh, is it really?
Oh,
I don't have that.
God.
On Instagram, when you go to take a picture, like through the stories or whatever, or like if you go to take, you can go to the filters, and it's the Pretty filter. And my friend Mara, who's like an actress and pretty well known, when she came to visit, we were going to take a picture, and like she's gorgeous looking. Obviously, she's beautiful. And like makeup's always in her skin's glowing. And then we were going to take a picture and I was going to take a selfie of us. We went to the Equinox to go pee and get in their good lighting. We're a big piece of trash. And
yeah, but you're fancy trash. Yeah,
we're
that's
very
like $200
fancy
a month.
Yeah. And it was
that's
fun.
Like more than Steven pays for this apartment. That's crazy.
And she pays for that alien that follows her.
And oh, my so, alien does not cost $200 a year, my love. And I'm paying for his whole family to go to college.
Aw, that's nice of
those
you.
Those Bulgarian schools.
Bulgarian schools, I mean, legit. If you show up, you're getting shackled and you're not leaving there until you're a doctor. And that's just how it works in other nations. They don't even know what Instagram is. They would be appalled.
That sounds kind of nice, though, because then they don't have
to. I was going to say, I want to do that.
Just sit in a cave and not have to worry. She threw this pretty filter on, and all it does is it just looks like you had your makeup professionally done.
Yeah.
It looks like you had a makeup artist, like airbrush, perfect skin makeup on. It's not over the top, but I took a picture with it. She was like, oh, I almost never not use this filter. She's like, I always use the pretty filter. And I was like, really? And then I went home and I remember it's on my Instagram. Like I posted it and I was so mad because I was like, oh, these people are lying to me. My friends are lying to me.
You just, that was the point. You were like, hold on a second.
The internet's bullshit.
You're trying to tell me it's
all
this.
My friends aren't dogs.
Right. Yeah. I am so mad. If they think they're getting treats next time, they are wrong. They told me that they could only come out when it's not a full moon. They're liars. I think they just don't want to hang out with me unless I have snacks. That's what I think.
Snacks seem to be a very prevalent theme in your...
Well, when you have
which brings me to my third tip, which is stop eating so many snacks.
That's you have tip as number much one.
Oh, that's right.
You have to constantly refuel.
In your case, it's just a temporary roadblock.
Right.
Literally. Okay, that's fine. No, but you do. You have to. You have to be. You have to know your angles, but then yeah, work with the tools that you have. The one thing I will say that I think a lot of people totally discount is if you're in a photo with multiple people and you're gonna, you know, shush yourself up.
Stand by the ugliest one.
No, you've got to fucking hook up your friends as well. If you do, if you take a photo of three people and you just make you look all like, and then your friend looks like he fell face first on an ice pick 36 times, that calls you out every single time.
Isn't like, that really difficult to do though? I mean, isn't that like a very specific amount of work?
Walker's like, no, so. I do it all the time to all my friends.
No, if I'm in a photo with other friends, I mean, that's not, some of my friends just naturally look better than me and that's great. But if we all kind of have the same issue, it's dark, we're shiny because it's summer. I'm gonna hook everybody up. We're all gonna look fantastic.
What a friend.
Yeah, but you should, because if nothing else, it's not even the philanthropy of it. You look like a fucking liar. And also, like, your friends are fours and you're an 11, and that's just bad business. It's just bad business right
that
there.
Is, that
you think
is true.
You think you're getting invited back to that yacht next summer?
That's right.
No.
You cannot.
Fours don't own yachts. Shut up, Wendy.
And we don't need to.
Yeah. Whores get invited to the yacht.
Do you know the upkeep on a yacht, darling? So many Bulgarian photo takers could be bought in lieu of having a yacht.
Yeah. Whores can't really afford anything. They just have to show up and look nice enough to get invited on.
That's right. And then we go back to the cave where there's no Instagram and life is fine.
I know. Yeah. No, but it's
just
like
eating worms.
Megan, I'm concerned for you. The more that this podcast goes on, where she started off with tuna and potato chips, which was still relatively disgusting, but now we've gone on to worms.
That was Wendy.
But
Wendy,
worms,
the,
Megan,
Wendy ate the chips and tuna. Mm-hmm. I eat worms in my cave. Huge difference.
I'm starting to see the best friendship here.
Yeah, you see?
Oh, does it make sense? We compliment each other so nicely.
I don't know that you compliment one another so that you fall to each other's level repeatedly, which isn't the same thing.
We like to think of it as complimentary.
We need to establish just a societal bar that both of you are significantly under at the moment. And I'm here to help. For sure, all day, every day. This was meant to be about taking pictures, but let's pull both of your self-esteem out of the gutter from whence it came. Let's begin right now. You're both lovely, first of all. Megan, I've not met you in person, but just from looking at this, I can tell you have fantastic skin, but you also
have the
curse that I have, which is being too blonde. So tip number 4 or 10, wherever we're at now in the course of this conversation,
let's do it. Mm-hmm.
You have to know how you're going to photograph with your skin. For me, from a very young age, because I've been doing theater and modeling and everything since I was a little kid. And from that time, they would always give me much, much darker eyebrows than I had. And when I was little, I thought, everyone hates me and wants me to look like Groucho Marx. And I hate
Which,
it.
Yes,
and it's
true.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But now I get them professionally done, because it's so true that when your eyebrows blanch out in photos, as mine do, you just don't look as good. It never looks as nice as when your makeup is designed for it. Now, on a daily basis, you're not going to have a full face of makeup. But
that's not true. If you're listening, that is the challenge. So,
don't listen to this hot tip. Yeah.
Listen to this lukewarm tip and do with it what you will. But I get my eyebrows professionally tinted. I just got them done yesterday, which is why they're a little bit darker than they ought to be, but they'll look great in 2 more days. So that I'm always sort of camera ready, even when I'm not wearing makeup, and I don't get bleached out in photos. That's the thing I learned when I was much, much younger. Like I said, they were always just doing stuff and I thought, God, this looks dark. Or if you've ever been to a professional photo shoot, been, you know, made up, you look crazy in person.
Yeah.
It looks so heavy. Yeah. Friends were always giving me shit like, oh, well, you have a photo shoot, just come after that. I'm like, I cannot go out in public from a photo shoot. Like, you literally have like a can of paint on your face. It looks insane in daylight, but it photographs beautifully. So if you are fair, have fair eyebrows, have fair hair, you're going to have to zhuzh it up and use a little bit more makeup so that you don't get blanched out by light. Ugh. And if you're dark and exotic, less issues, which is why I was obsessed with Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. Walker, I'm curious, are you to the point where, like, can you, if you wind up in a photo shoot situation, can you handle your own makeup going into that?
Oh, very much
so. Really in a pinch?
Yep.
Uh-huh. How'd you learn to do that?
Years and years of watching other people. And honestly, now there's so many tutorials on YouTube and I'm obsessed. I fall down the rabbit hole daily on Instagram of just the 35-second, 45-second of how to do stuff. The one thing I'll say about that is that I do, going back to setting an abnormal standard, 2 years ago, even it was not expected that anyone show up, you know, looking like they'd had their eyes professionally done, and fake lashes certainly weren't like a daily phenomenon like they are now. I think that's bad for life and bad for little girls.
Well, it's weird. People walk around, they look like they're like deer. I mean, it's crazy.
The eyelashes are, I think it's upsetting. I have a friend who does those, and it every time she goes and gets them done and they're like fresh, I'm like,
It will never not be seen without them. And I have a joke with her that literally every time I'm like, what are you doing? She's going to get her eyelashes put back on. Every single time I talk to her.
Yeah, they like...
It's a running joke between us.
They look like those weird dolls like that open their eyes and you're like, ah!
Because I've been the model for that. So I had that done for a shoot and I legitimately felt like a Saudi Arabian like caterpillar for a week. Like they were so long and ludicrous looking.
Yeah.
And looking at myself in the gym, I'm like, I look insane right now. Like, and then you have to wear makeup because just having like that, you really do look crazy and just have that one. Imagine that you just have red lipstick on and a completely plain face. Like that's how it looked all the time.
Oh, that's what I do.
I thought it was terrible
looking.
That's
my look.
But some women really love it and it's becoming more and more. But they were saying that actually, I read an article the other day about like the literal changing face of women and how now it's like, thin lips are so like, oh God, are you okay? Like I have a guy for that. And it's like, well, but a lot of people don't naturally have big lips. In fact, most people don't, but we've made that the thing, or big asses on totally Caucasian women is not.
And that's normal for some of us. So ladies, don't feel bad.
Some of us have broad shoulders and huge asses.
Yeah, no. And it's very popular, but I mean, I can work out all day, every day, and I'm never going to have a Kardashian butt. And most people aren't. And that's, you know, that is what it is. But like now we have just different stuff that we're expected to have when we go out. Like if you went out now, I would say even my niece is, she's 15 and she could do like wedding style makeup on anybody right now as a 15-year-old. And that's just crazy. Because they've grown up watching YouTube, watching Instagram, and they can do that. And she has a bureau devoted to her makeup collection. Like that's when I was a little girl, me stealing my sister's CoverGirl blush was like I felt so grown up, you know? And now that'd be outrageous if you showed up to anything even remotely eventish as a teen and didn't have like adult makeup on.
Well, my mom started letting me wear makeup when I was like 14, but that was like mascara and like tinted lip balm or gloss, you know, and like maybe like a little concealer if I had pimples but that was it. Is that even possible now? Like if I had a daughter and I was like, you can't wear makeup, she would be like a freak.
If
she was 16, I think she would be like ostracized because all the other girls are like,
you don't
want
them to feel. Yeah, you don't want them to feel like they're not in with their peers. For me, I grew up with two much older sisters. So in addition to like being kind of in the industry when I was young, I grew up watching people get made up and dress up that were, you know, 9 and 10 years older than me. So I was well below them. But when I was in the 5th grade, I remember going to school with makeup and one of my teachers called my mother and was like, are you aware of this? And my mom was like, yeah. Because like, you know, she just felt like, well, these are her sisters and she's emulating it. But at that time, my teacher was concerned that I was
a whore trying to get on a yacht.
And that I was influencing classmates to make them feel, you know, like they weren't as cool as her
mom,
I guess.
You called your mom. Did you know about this? Yeah. Okay. This BMW is not going to pay for itself.
Hi. Did you know that your daughter's a whore? I was just calling to make sure.
We were just wondering, did you guys miss church on Sunday? Because here's Walker and she's not wearing any of the long stockings or arm covering dresses that were clearly outlined in the syllabus dress at the beginning of the semester.
In fact, we thought she was wearing a tight red dress. Upon closer inspection, she's body painted herself with lipstick.
But just so you know, like, my sister is much, much like older and clearly much more adult bodies that I used to steal their jeans. Because weirdly, the one thing I wasn't allowed to do was wear pants until I was in like the fifth grade. We always had to wear dresses and skirts. It wasn't like a religious thing, but like my mom bought my clothes and I was always dressed as a little girl. And so I remember stealing my middle sister's jeans in the fifth grade. And so they were falling off of my body to a ridiculous extent.
Oh God, did you start the JNCO trend?
I started the JNCO trend. Yes, I did.
Son of a bitch.
And to that effect, I want you to know that I was a real trendsetter in that I used to borrow my sister's shirts and tie them in the middle. So I also started the here's my belly button. I am, in fact, 10 years old and have no body trend. Way ahead of the time.
Well, we have a surprise for you because we did some digging in your history and we found out that you started the JNCO trend and the t-shirt tie thing. And we're here to murder you.
Well, this is the perfect place to do it because we're in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, if I haven't referenced that enough. And there's many warehouses. And also...
It is a bit of a murder apartment.
We just do it in Steven's apartment. Yeah.
Up here and they were sitting on the quote-unquote quote stoop and and I was like, is this a building that people live in or are we walking
to go to die alone? It's okay.
Yeah. And she goes, oh, so you live here now? And Stephen goes, yeah. And she goes, I have a storage unit in this area. Yeah. And I was like, I want to come.
I do, by the way, Greenpoint Storage.
It's gonna that price is going up,
dude.
This neighborhood,
it's air
so
conditioned
right
you
now.
Can totally stay where there when this whole thing falls apart.
You know what, not bad.
I will say something though, and I know that like, and I'm not setting up a hacky joke. You know, you're talking about like, if you look really good in all your pictures and then you meet someone in real life on a Tinder date and they're like, oh, you don't look the same.
Right.
And that's a bummer. There is something to be said about being terrible at taking photos of yourself, because when we met Jammers at the Jammers queue, Megan and I like, I mean, and I'll like, I sometimes will have a good picture and like I kind of hit the angle, but sometimes I lean too hard into the angle and I look more like a wicked witch, like trying to take your soul. There's a picture of me with my sister. My sister took it and I was just, it was my bad side and I had a long black wig on and I was like, I look like the bad guy in Snow White.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have worn a long black wig and like held an evil apple.
We actually were, that and probably, you know what? Right. And you know what? We were eating cut apples in that picture.
See, if
you
go gosh, I wonder why.
Well, but my niece was also wearing a wig because we do breakfast wigs when Aunt Wendy's in town. Because now that she's sober, she's running around like an unmedicated schizophrenic person.
This makes much more sense now.
Your sober three-year-old niece.
Yeah, it was like your sober niece.
Yeah, me.
Now that she's sober.
Yeah.
Now that she finally cleaned it up.
Finally cleaned up.
She was
ready for preschool. We can address the hard topics, which is breakfast with.
Right. We're just resetting the reward system. It used to be cocaine in your Pop-Tarts, and now you get to wear a wig. So we're just trying to reset habits. Do you know? We're trying to just find a different way to get a dopamine dump to that three-year-old.
Yeah, I would say that you're on the right track. Child services, this is all just for show.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're on their way.
No, this is based on real anything.
Oh, after the last episode, we'll be arrested by the time this one comes out.
We're in some hot water.
We are going to actively have to go back to that Bulgarian cave. I know we were like riffing about it, but we are going to need the location as soon as we stop recording.
Okay, no worries. I will hit him up on WhatsApp when we're done.
And that's why we've been training our bodies to eat weird food, because we know at some point we'd have to go into hiding.
Well, I also didn't realize that you were sober. That's a fantastic way to not look 100 years old.
Well, no, but I still do. That's the thing is I thought that, a couple days ago, I was like, I need to just start getting Botox because I got a picture of, there was a picture and it was like bad lighting at the Beyond. And I was like, Jesus. And I'm like getting more rest, but I'm also 36 and I just, the bags under my eyes. And I had this thing where I was like, I'm not against getting Botox, but I was like, I might just do it, but that's why I'm going to like keep being healthy and doing all my supplements and shit. And then if in 6 months I still want to do it, I'm going to do it with a Groupon. I want discount Botox.
Ooh, I don't know.
No, discount Botox.
Discount Botox.
I'm going to go hard dad no on this one.
I don't know that your face should be based on a clearance sale, but okay.
I feel like anything cosmetic surgery-ish as a deal is
go
always...
To Tijuana.
It winds up going really, really fucking wrong.
Could be.
I'm going to knock two birds out with one stone. I'm going to get giant breast implants under my eyes.
There we go. Perfect.
Then both
sides will be your good side.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's excellent. Okay.
And then you can't tell if I'm crying or lactating. It'd be, it's like a perfect move for when I get depressed. I'll be like, no, I just saw a baby walk by.
But did you really? Because your cornea is going to be significantly compromised.
Yeah. And then I can always wear, this is Megan. We need it. This is actually pretty smart, because then you can always wear sunglasses in every picture. And it's like, oh, you're hiding your eyes because you look old. No, I can't have nipples on Instagram.
That's right.
The patriarchy makes me wear these.
Yeah. You think I want to walk around with these aviators? I don't even look good in oversized glasses, but my tits are so big.
That they hit you right in the eye. It's beautiful.
But we had somebody at the Jammers barbecue. And well, I mean, it was, I think she meant it as a comment. It was very sweet, but like, because every picture on the internet, like, I don't know if I just take pictures that make me look like a monster, or maybe it's me talking about constantly eating and shitting that makes people think I weigh 1,700 pounds. And I'm a literal witch.
Pleasant surprise. Yes.
She comes to the barbecue. She's and Anna, we're gonna, when I come back out, we're gonna swim in your pool and hang out, and we love you. And
I gotta text her.
And I know you didn't mean this in a mean way, but she goes, it's so nice to meet you guys. That's really cool. And she goes, I don't mean to mean this in a mean way. And I'm like, okay. And I also get that. If you listen to the podcast, and I know Steve and Rizzi went through a breakup, but the entirety of the show is I'm the only one that's not in I'm in a romantic relationship with my cat. So I get it. I don't have a loving relationship. My cat does not massage my feet. So I can see where you might go like, this is the ugly. This is going to be a horrifically ugly looking person. And she didn't say I was pretty, but she did say, I thought you would be a lot bigger.
Oh.
Well, there's another tip for you. Set a very low expectation.
She goes, I don't mean it. She's like, but it's, I thought you'd be like a lot bigger.
She meant like, she thought you'd be like teeny. Like, because we always talk about you're in my phone. So maybe Anna, I'm just spitballing here. She's not very smart. And she thought that you were a tiny little person that lived in my phone.
Yeah, could be. Maybe she was.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that was the size confusion. And then she got nervous and instead of saying, I thought you were smaller, which that would have been worse. I'm glad she said, I thought you were bigger. But I was like,
exactly. She was like, this is, oh God, I'm so.
And it was, and as she said, I was like reaching for a piece of cheese and I was like, yes, I am very thin. And I just was like, I guess I'll eat this fucking veggie plate with you, you psycho. Anyway, so that's my tip is look really terrible.
Exactly. Set a low bar and then in person, it'll be fine.
Oh
but see, the reverse is also true. The reverse is also true. Like my mother, super beautiful, amazing, hates having her photo taken. And to her credit, she doesn't photograph well. She just doesn't. I couldn't say specifically what it is, but she doesn't like to be photographed. And she doesn't, like, if you take pictures of my mother and then you meet her in person, very different look.
I actually think when you don't like being photographed, I feel like that comes through in the
it
photos.
Might.
Because for me, it's like I hate being photographed so much. I just feel like every photo of me is me begrudgingly being like, argh.
Yeah, there's definitely a piece of that for sure. And I think like, you know, if you're always being photographed with people, like for example, because in our line of work, we get photographed a lot, even you don't even know it, right? But you're on stage and people are taking pictures and whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you for taking pictures from the stage. From the lowest
right underneath yeah. me yeah. under like yeah because people do that right they tag you and stuff from shows and you go holy fucking fuck I'm hideous yeah it happens all the time it's like you can't control different angles and different light and
it's
whatever.
So brave Wendy's really brave she performed when she was 13 months pregnant I'm assuming
and also had no upper lip whatsoever
right.
yeah that was good job
and was casting a spell
after that acid attack on her face I mean, that's what a hero.
But you can rationalize that that's not the way that people see you, and that's not what that person sees in that photo, right?
Sure, but it's like once you get used to, because actually, like same with me, right? So then, like if I have a certain, like I mentioned, I'll turn to the left or I'll do the things that I know will improve a photo, but I don't have control over people just taking photos. So then, when I see a full on underneath shot, it's like, because I'm aware of things that I don't like about myself, so I try to minimize them, but other people don't. To me, it's glaringly obvious. When someone takes a photo of me like dead on, I'm like, oh no, I would have at least slightly tilted this way. Like, I don't like being photographed dead on. I never have, you know, but it's a me thing. But I think, you know, in terms of just like to your point also, yeah, just being accepting of the fact that like, certain angles you're going to look whatever, but in general, it's fine. Fine. People don't notice the stuff that we notice.
Yeah.
100%. They totally don't.
Question. And even when we're doing FaceTime with Megan, even though I'm always hyper aware of like trying to get in good lights. Cause when I'm like, Jesus, I'm Megan's gonna look at that.
And I'm like looking down going, oh, my face grew 7 inches across this morning. That's really weird.
Oh, I just don't look at the little tiny screen.
Yeah, it looks
of me. I actively like try to avoid looking at it.
Yeah,
and your face is right underneath it. So I'm just like, keep eye contact with Wendy. Don't look above her head.
Jeez,
you'll kill yourself.
And then I look and I go like, oh, poor Megan has to look at that. Cause I'm like, I want to be close and like be interacting with you. But then I'm like, oh, that's too much. okay. So lighting. Now I think most people know this, but a lot of people don't, because I've had people where they're like, we'll take pictures and they're like, oh, let's grab a selfie. Basic lighting, when you're taking a photo, where should the light be coming from and pointing on? Everybody needs to learn this so you don't take some picture and make us look like we're all like in a dungeon.
In general,
we want
light to be frontal. So you don't want to ever be lit from the side, virtually never, unless you are a 4-year-old child. Side lighting is the worst thing you can ever do to yourself. It will highlight everything that's wrong and it will put the other half of your face in total shadow, which is virtually never a good look for anyone.
Yeah.
Backlighting can work, but it's harder to deal with. It can be a useful tool to like look like a glow or emphasize your hair, but it's difficult to pull off. So
you
also
do need some kind of front lighting with backlighting.
You have to, I would say in general, just as default out in the go and taking regular photos, you want to be lit from the front every single time. And if you don't have light from the front, then you want to use flash. A lot of people are really averse to flash or feel like it's going to wash out the photo or they don't like flash, but flash is there for a reason. It evens out the light so that you look better with flash.
Yeah.
It's almost a never that people don't look better with flash. People get it in their head that the less lighting, the less flaws,
that's actually wrong. Yeah. Blow it out, blow that shit out.
Shadow is actually going to highlight more flaws than light.
If
you want to be photographed
darkness.
In pitch black, then that's an artistic choice too that I suggest for most people.
Yeah, I got that
living
memo.
In Greenpoint.
Yeah, I understand. I'm really, really living the lifestyle over here.
Now you want to blow that out. Okay, so now I'm like watching this is the challenges we're going to like practice and everyone listening.
What the fuck are we doing? What is, I'm really terrified of this.
We're taking pictures of ourselves, Steven, so fucking deal with it.
Excellent.
We're going to do selfies, and also part of the challenge is for listeners and everybody, because look, we're following your guys' Instagram feed, and look, okay, not everybody's a model, but you can fake it.
100%.
And we have filters, and now we have tricks. So.
Oof.
Relax.
Oh, shut up.
Even Steve.
Oh, I hate this so much.
Because that's going to be the challenge, is we want to take cool pictures where you don't. And like, I think those will be fun. Like, this is a good challenge because it's like, look good, but then have it be unique. Like, try, but don't try too hard. But these are going to all be just...
And like 3 hour long.
That's right. Walker, what are you thinking about like in terms of like emotional motivation or like things you're trying to convey with the photos or like shit like that?
Oh yeah, I can do that. Well, that's a good point. Like I don't like smiley big photos of me. And so that's like a critique that I get from people is like,
I also hate like when I look at someone's social media and it's like selfie, 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 same look. I'm like, this person is fucking boring.
Yeah, it is boring and it's a little much. Like if somebody's taking photos of us, I like to smile.
Yeah.
But like if I'm attempting a smiley selfie, 9 times out of 10, I hate it. My teeth are slightly crossed. Not a thing that bothers me.
Yeah, smiling's not going to be an issue.
But I know that in photos, it doesn't photograph as well as if I don't smile.
Yeah. Well, there's a tip that I got, and I know it's like, this is a tip. And the tip was like, when you're like, if you want like a really good intense picture, it was like, look in the camera, like look like you want to fuck the photographer or something. That was also from
I was going to say, that was the school photographer,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I was going to say, was this photographer trying to get you onto a yacht when you were 14 years old?
That was the same school photographer.
Yeah.
He's like, look deeply into my eyes. Oh God, don't turn to the left.
That's a witch. Don't steal my soul.
And also take your nose off before you get on my boat. It's fine. No, but very basic things. So basic things. You want to look slightly above the lens. Slightly above the lens is always going to give you the best look. When you look right into it, you can look frightened. If you look below it, you're going to, you know, make your face look shadowed again. So look slightly above it. If you have a good side, tilt slightly. I take a lot of things in profile because I like my profile. But if you don't, you have a good side. So your body angled also in general tends to make you look leaner. and just better in general.
Cool.
And then I would say front lighting. And yeah, as far as like smiling or not smiling, you want to match the energy of the people or the situation you're in, unless you're doing it ironically. So, you know, like you wouldn't want to be at someone's grave like, hashtag dead, party at my place. You know, that seems like a given, but a lot of times people's energy doesn't go along with the backdrop or with, and then it does look weird or does look like you're an absolute narcissist. You can't be around a bunch of people who are having the time of their lives being like, you know, pouty as fuck.
Stephen can. Yeah. I saw it like, I have photographic evidence of Stephen, people having fun and him just being like,
yeah, that's pretty accurate.
We have a couple pictures of you smiling and you didn't know we were taking pictures though.
That's the only time. I mean, those are the only ones when people catch me at like really, really genuine.
But accidentally having fun.
The other thing is I'm almost always the photographer. So
you are.
It's difficult for me to, like I was recently.
Most photographers seem to be that way. Anytime I've done a shoot and asked to get a photo with the photographer, I would say that there's almost always, there's almost always a pushback.
And it's weird. I actually hung out with a woman who was a photographer recently and she was like,
They can do that now?
Yeah. Cool. No, it was
they can drive in Saudi Arabia.
It was the first time
And it's encouraged that they take photos while they drive because they didn't actually want women to drive. Yeah. So.
But it was interesting because it was the first time where someone took pictures of me where like I just trusted them to like not be on my guard, not be overthinking, not be whatever, but. You were looking at me like I am gross.
I feel like you're, because so I remember when I took you pictures for the Jammers thing, you didn't trust me then. I almost broke his camera. Yeah.
Oh, I could not imagine.
The lack of trust was warranted, you say.
Yeah, I was moving around and he was like, do this. And I was like,
no, but I love it. I mean, when a good friend is a photographer, it's like, fuck yeah.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. But it's the person, rare. When you're more comfortable with someone, because I've done shoots with people where immediately the guy makes me feel like he would eat me with a spoon if I let him, and that's creepy. And the whole time I'm like, ugh. Or just somebody that you know. I've worked with people that I'm aware right away that it's has nothing to do with, and this is pretty common in commercial modeling, especially, they don't give a fuck about you. It's about highlighting the product. So if you're in a situation where they want you to, like I did a series for Nikon and it was about the printer. It's a giant printer and they want you doing things that really to me internally was like, God, and now I'm leaning over and it's full body. It's all the things I would not want, but they don't fucking care. And
no, because it's about selling
and
printers.
I can't say anything because they're paying me to be with this printer. So you have to get over certain things. But I would say in general, if you want to take a good photo of yourself, know your angles, front lighting, make sure your chin is slightly down. When you raise your chin up, it ages you and also makes you look more full. And those are probably the three best things I would say. Front lighting, know your angles, keep your chin down and looks, you know, just slightly above the lens. And that's going to work every single time to get you the best version of where you are in that moment. And then there's things that you can do to fix it.
Like grab a giant printer to hide your body.
Yeah. That would have been better. They were photographing me like essentially straddling this printer.
Which model Nikon is this? So we can rush out and buy it.
The one that doesn't understand Instagram for sure.
Yeah, it's like, so get a prop. Okay, now, and this is for reals. Cause okay, when Megan and I, in the last episode, we talked about Arshman coming to the barbecue. Arshmanathan. We took a picture and I noticed in the pictures, I don't know if you're aware of this, Megan, but I'm hyper aware. Like when I'm taking pictures like that are full body with other people, I'm like, what do I do with my hands? And I know it's like a joke, but I'm like, I don't know what to do with my arms. So I'll like put my hand on my hip or I'll be like, hey.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, I just touched the other person, which was weird because he was 16. So I was like, how okay is this?
And you went like this to his chin. And I was like, oh, that was sweet. Like, look at this little angel. I'm going to rip the cigarette out of his mouth.
You know exactly. What? But everybody, literally all of us do weird things with our limbs. You don't even know it. Friends of mine started a swimsuit line in Miami and it's beautiful pieces, but they're getting essentially like pretty friends of theirs to model.
Yeah.
And then they have them in ridiculously stylish shoes or, you know, and these girls are like doing stuff. And I'm like, all of this is mad distracting from the product, which is the suit. So we all do that naturally. Once you figure that out about yourself, then just be conscious of it. Great tip. If you're with friends, a hug or a lean. I lean into people quite a bit because that's affectionate and cute and also does give me something to do with the rest of my body.
Right.
But also, like, hands, the worst thing that you can be doing is something with your hands. It's mad distracting. So don't do anything. Let them just fall by your sides, for sure. And don't do weird things with your legs either. It's a thing that, and now you'll notice on women's Instagrams, like, if they're not paying attention, people will be like standing cross-legged or doing stuff where you go, that's like not what we normally do. And it's because you're subconsciously aware of the fact that you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So do nothing. Just stand like if you didn't know the photo was being taken.
Stand like a flamingo.
And stand to the side. Standing to the side minimizes all these things and is almost always a skinnier, better angle of 90% of people.
Yeah. My mom would always, like, in every picture, it was weird thing. And my mom's like tall and thin and was a model. So like all of our family pictures, we'd be like, she'd be standing there, we picture, and she just like turns and she kind of pivots her shoulders and she like pops her one leg out, like, so props her knee up and goes like, ha, and I'm like, I remember being like, what are you doing with your leg? And she's like, oh, there was someone who was taking a picture. And I'm like, wasn't it like, not even at first. She's like, well, we were probably in that family's background. Like, she's crazy. She sees the camera, but because she was a model, so she's so trained to instantly be like, boom. And she gets right into this pose. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah, most of the time poses are pretty evident if you're doing something with your limbs, especially. But yeah, I mean, again, if you turn to the side automatically, it's just going to look more natural and better. And yeah, be with people that you want to be photographed with so you can look like you care about them and not like you're like, oh God, this is a photo that I really wish wasn't happening, which comes across every single time, to Steven's point of not wanting to be photographed. You can tell when people hate having their picture taken.
Oh yeah.
My dad is it's funny too, because my father modeled when he was younger, but like, he's one of these people now where when you go, oh, let's take a picture, he's like not capable of smiling unless he cracks himself up first. So just before a photo, he'll like get in and go, ah! and then that's,
I love that.
Know,
that's a hot tip.
That's like that leading is, that's us into tip. And he always looks so jovial and amazing, but it's because he like psychs himself up like a true actor, if you will, getting into smiley face before the picture gets taken.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah,
that is a good tip.
That's hilarious.
That's a good tip for guys, because I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't even know what to do with pictures for guys. Like, I don't even know what women want with pictures. I feel like guys, like, you just,
Steven, I cannot wait to see your pictures.
Oh, I'm fucking terrified.
Oh, I can.
So terrifying to me.
Can.
And you did not let me in on this. I'm like, oh no, this is.
Oof. I let you in. I sent an email.
Yeah, I know. I got the email last night, but I'm like,
I copied you guys on the email that I sent. Look, Megan and I planned the guests, and you're the producer, and it's a surprise for everybody.
I know.
Megan and I figure out what we're gonna do, and then you were copied on the email to Walker, and the email specific. Look, we're gonna post the email.
We know Steven does not read any emails we send. First of all, let's just get that out in the open. We know that doesn't happen.
Logically, if I'm going to bring on a model and comedian, I don't want to discount that.
No,
you're very
all
funny.
Good,
obviously,
you.
You're funny and like a massive shit talker. Walker's one of the best roasters I've ever seen.
Thank you.
In case you cannot tell. But like, we have a model coming in and it's like, to help us learn how to take good pictures and look good in pictures. What did you think the challenge was going to be?
I don't know.
Make potato salad.
Pictures. Yeah.
Learn how to fix a printer. Which is what I'm going to do for all my pictures. That's a really good tip. It's all my Instagram's going to look like stock photo for an office.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself behind a large piece of equipment and no one will question your motives ever. It's super easy. But also, I would say, like, do you not already do this as comedians or as people in the industry, as we all are to some extent, right? You're just looking through stuff. I automatically assume most photos have been fucked with. I automatically assume that. And you should too. Nowadays, I don't, again, this is not to light anybody on fire, but like, Kardashians, are they beautiful and very photogenic? Sure. Do I think any of that was hard work, genetics? No. No, but it doesn't make them any less pretty to look at. It's the same as, you know, take a rundown house, fix it up and throw paint on it. I'm not like, well, but naturally it was bare fucking wood and that's a piece of shit that they're lying like that. No. Just if you're good looking, I don't care how you got there. It's about like, you know, I enjoy looking at pretty stuff. So I think we also just, instead of running yourself, because so many people that take issue with stuff nowadays are doing it from a platform of, I don't naturally look that way and neither should anyone else pretend to.
Yeah.
Well, then fuck it. Go do everything you can to also look that way. Most of us don't naturally look anywhere near the way that we do on social media.
Right.
And fine. Everybody has these tools at their disposal. Kardashians are obviously like the far end of the spectrum. They have a team of stylists and whatever. I actually did a pilot with one of their makeup artists who told me that their call sheets literally would say drag queen, drag queen, drag queen, drag queen. They wanted full makeup every fucking day for every fucking thing. And that's a choice. But, you know, if you're a natural beauty who doesn't like foundation and you can never get yourself to look like glamorous, well, that's a choice.
Right.
You can't be mad at people that wake up at 6 a.m. for a noon lunch so that they look fucking flawless. Like, you can't. That's just a choice. And I think it's fruitless nowadays, especially to keep, you know, pounding into the ground about, well, let's like go back to natural beauty or whatever. Everything shifts. It's a pendulum. And right now we're just not there. Right now we're at eyelash extensions on a daily basis and tits in your eyes, and it's fine. You know, whatever you want, whatever is going to get you through the day and make you feel competitive or you know,
well,
like your peers.
It's interesting. I always was like, when I'd see people, it's so funny how hypocritical I've always been. Cause in my mind, like if I see someone with Botox and getting their shit done when I was younger, I would be like, that's fake and that's bullshit. And I can't believe, and they're putting makeup on to go to the gym, and what a piece of shit. But then almost every guy I've dated covered in tattoos. I'm like, tattoos are the coolest thing I've ever seen. But it's like, break it down, and I would dye my hair all the time.
Sure.
And so it's like, but if you really break it down, I was like painting my nails. So I'm like, okay, but that's body modification, and piercings I think are really cool. And even if it's not in the same, like you said, it's a pendulum. So if we're looking at body modification as a pendulum where you're like, I want to look how I want to look, cause that's how I feel comfortable.
Right.
Some people, Mike, I don't have any tattoos. I think they're the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, I don't have any either, but I love them.
I think they're my first boyfriend, Alex, covered in tattoos. This is the fucking hottest thing in the world. But I never would look at someone with tattoos and be
like, oh. Like, I'm sorry, were you born with these tattoos?
Yeah, I would never see someone with tattoos and be like, oh,
who
God,
your family gave you those tattoos?
Yeah, but I'll see someone with like, my mom got like wrestling once, and I was like, I feel like everything is a lie. I can't talk to you. And I'm like, but if my mom got a tattoo, I'd be like, that's fucking cool. Do you know?
It's
like a
weird. I think if
I'm getting Botox, I'm trying to justify it.
Yeah, oh, I know. What you're doing. I know what you're doing. I was letting you do it. I was allowing it to happen.
It's either that. I mean,
allowing it to happen.
I'm allowing Wendy to lie to herself about it.
Megan, you are a philanthropist. She's not even going to try to talk you out of being the best version of yourself.
Nope. I'm a hero.
You are.
I'm just like a firefighter.
Yeah.
Me and firefighters, same people.
I think we're, and this is even just, you know, one take on it, but if that's it, because I think that's a piece of what people look at when it comes to somebody. I always use the Kardashians because they're obviously so prevalent. But I think if that's it for you, if your looks, which are not even your looks, are your thing or your entire platform, that's maybe a thing to look at.
Yeah.
But if your looks are just a way of you feeling good and inviting people into more, inviting them into your, you know, great brain, your funny attitude, your whatever, who the fuck cares? Or your absolute snarkiness about eating tuna fish and shitting it out all day. Whatever. You know, but
I'm
headed
to the cave.
But Megan,
I'm going
we
back
gotta
to
get
my Bulgarian
people to
cave.
Open the door to these spectacular qualities, and we're not gonna do it with bleached out eyebrows, and that was my point. You gotta get them to open the fucking door.
I love, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to get Botox, but I will get tattoos of
get tattoos
on your face.
I'll get
tattoos
over the wrinkles
on your face.
And they'll be
if
totally
I get tattoos over my wrinkles, then people will be like, good for you, Wendy. You're really bucking the system.
Just
tattoo your younger face on your face.
I don't believe in Botox across your forehead.
These tattoos so hot right now.
I'm going to tattoo my younger face on. Yeah, that's a great idea.
You're going to tattoo your younger face on your face.
And then people can't call me a sellout. Because if I just tattoo my face of myself when I was a child.
There actually is an...
I could be like, I'm not vain. It's called being punk rock. Ever heard of a tattoo?
I've got to show you that though. Because there's an Instagram. There's a makeup artist on Instagram that does that. She paints people's faces on their face. It's so neat looking. So half of your face would be your face like recreated in makeup. It is the neatest looking thing I've ever seen. Super, super cool.
Awesome. There
you
go.
Megan's like, what?
Wendy, go do that.
Why do you have so much time on your hands? But again, it's because I don't live in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and I have to hustle every day for all of the things that I want. Okay. By the way, Greenpoint, Brooklyn, lovely, lovely, lovely neighborhood.
I love keeping a storage unit here.
I don't want any of the mobsters that reside here to come looking for me or any of the fishermen that bring us our daily food. No, I'm very grateful.
It's mostly just hipsters and avocado toast.
There is a bakery here.
Oh, there's
Serena,
many.
I think is what it's called that I really love.
That nobody's allowed to go to because we got to look good in pictures. So
yeah, exactly. No carbs.
And we don't have time to get into this, but I do want to say, and here's a tip. This is, and I told Megan and Steven before you got here. I was like, so Walker's great. And I said, just heads up, real shit talker. And like, we talk shit, but we've never had a guest that I think has been ballsy enough that was come in and just roast us back. And I knew it was going to happen. So I know emotionally prepare everyone like, no, this is my friend. She's not going to be like, should I be like not shit talky on someone else's show? One of the first times that we actually hung out, and here's another tip if you're trying to take a good picture, wear clothes that flatter your body. We were hanging out at Corinne's birthday party and we took a picture and Walker goes, I love that sweater. It's a beautiful color on you. I said, thanks. She goes, it's a very unfortunate shape for your body. And then I was like, which side is your
honesty.
Good side?
Yeah. Honesty. Friendships need honesty.
Yep.
They do, though. You have to tell each other when stuff doesn't work out and make sure if you're face tuning your face to face tune your fucking friends. It's so wrong. My last thing I'm going to say about this, my guy friend is a decent looking guy, but he's probably 15 years older than his now wife, who's lovely, 20 something. And
yeah,
is
every
embodies the Instagram generation, the lashes, the everything. She's already much younger than him and then doctors herself in their pictures and does nothing to my friend. So he looks like a 65 year old pedophile in all of their, I'm like, oh my God, Lacey, stop doing that. He looks atrocious.
He
looks like he's literally like crawled out of the swamp to just like photobomb every picture. Together? I don't know. I mean, but every time I see a picture of him, I'm like, Jay.
I think she's sending him a message. She's like, dude, you gotta get it together.
By the way, you're incredibly lucky to have me. Yeah, here's your baby. I gotta go.
She's like, if you don't turn this around, I'm gonna start fucking the Bulgarian alien that's taking these goddamn pictures.
Exactly.
Get back in the cave.
Look, the bottom line is none of us are irreplaceable. So use all of the tools at your disposal.
We're all very replaceable, especially incredibly replaceable. The two hosts of this podcast. Very replaceable.
You can always bottom out in your death box in Greenpoint.
That's right. Mm. See, but Steven, we got to fix you, man.
All his pictures,
negative.
All his pictures. I know Megan was the blackness. All his pictures are going to be pitch black. You know it.
They're going to be hard.
I tell you what, I'll go. You guys,
he's going to use my tip.
How about this? I'm going to go one further. You guys send me your best version of you, and then I will send it back to you how I would post it if it was me. How about that?
That's a good idea.
I'm super excited.
So you guys can see
that.
My tricks. I'm more than happy to show you like a before and after of this is the photo I took and this is the photo I posted.
I'm going to just send a picture of Megan's tits as my picture.
I love that.
I got the surgery.
I will send you back a perfectly legitimate man's penis because I am a whiz. I'm an absolute fucking wizard when it comes to Photoshop. So don't even worry about it. I'll make sure that you have the biggest schlong in all of California by the time this photo gets
fatty chest cock. Couple of real fatty chest cocks.
I love it.
Okay, we got to stop recording this because we got to Google discount Botox and or tattoo services. It's going to happen either way. There's going to be some version of something on my face that's not my face.
And that's the final tip is just don't use your face.
Yes.
When
the
all
best
else
tip
fails,
of all.
Don't use your face. I'm okay if you use my face as long as I get credit. And also if you PayPal me $2 toward my Bulgarian photographer's daily services. Thank you very much.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for having me.
That was so fun. Thank you.
That was so fun. And now let's do your plugs.
So I am on a show that debuts this fall called Dinner with Danny. You can catch that on Amazon. I have another pilot that goes into production in the fall that I can't tell you about at the moment.
Top secret.
Top secret. It's going to be super fun. Female driven show. Yay. So let it not be said that, I hate other women, but
let it not be said that women can't drive.
That's right. Everyone will be driving around while taking photos and we'll see where it goes. just love. It's just pure Darwinism.
Just into a brick wall.
There can be only one and I intend for it to be me. That's fine. That's pretty much it. I have a bunch of TV things coming to the fall and as far as comedy, you can see me almost every week at either New York or Stand Up New York.
What's your social media to follow you on all this?
Social media is the best place to find me. I've started doing a bunch of stuff with John Laster, who's one of my favorite people.
Those videos
alive.
Are hilarious.
He's fantastic. So yeah, the real thing is follow me on Insta because I have a lot of fun there and I get to hang out with good, funny people and porn stars. That's my newest thing. I've made friends with a bunch of really great porn stars.
Nice.
Yeah. So those are spectacular Amish friends of mine that...
Now those people, she actively does the aging app on their face.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 100%. But you can follow me at Trophy Comic on Instagram, Walker Hayes on Facebook, but no E because Walker Hayes with an E is a country music singer and he's a dick. He's got 5 children to support, so he can't... I mean, God, if I told you the number of followers that have been siphoned off of me just out of sheer good-willedness, it's disgusting.
Yeah, which is why I'm going to let you guys use my face on your merch.
But yeah, that's it. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This was really, really fun.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for the help. I can't wait to send you our gross picture.